Deb Hutton has been with me all week for Reshmi Nair. I'm Scott MacArthur, and it is The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto. Breaking news in the professional wrestling world today. We actually touched on this story, I'd say, about a month ago. The longtime chairman, and I think the WWE was still the WWF, Deb, when it went public in 2001. So he was the owner. It was a family company before that. Took it public in 2001. But the longtime chairman of World Wrestling Entertainment, Vince McMahon, has announced on Twitter his retirement. And this is in the wake of several allegations from women that they have been paid off, or at least it has come to light that a number of women have been paid off by Vince McMahon as sort of hush money payments for sexual relationships that he initiated with them, and that he even involved his executive vice president of talent relations, John Laurinaitis, in these schemes. So some scandal within WWE, and quite the downfall, shall we say, for Vince McMahon after a long time running that company.
And not just personal money.
Company money.
Company money. And this is a publicly held company, as you
shareholders.
Said.
Shareholders. Yeah.
Now, he is also, I believe, the major shareholder, but that does not mean you get to use company money for that purpose.
To drill down on this further, and Vince McMahon has been at the helm of this company since he took it over from his father about 40 years ago, maybe even a little more than that now. Mike McGuire is with us. He is the host of Sunday Night's Main Event, nice play on words there, on TSN Radio. Mike, we thank you as always for your time.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So what does this mean to the future of WWE? Much? Anything, given his role as major shareholder in the company?
For WWE, as far as the company goes, I think the company is going to be fine. As far as Vince McMahon himself goes, that's to be determined. I can tell you that we do our show basically being people that follow wrestling news and wrestling headlines and things that go on with the talents. We have all become financial analysts and Wall Street law watchers over the last month and a half, just based on the allegations, which you guys have talked about. But as far as the company itself, it's become such a major conglomerate now. A guy who appears on our show regularly, Dave Meltzer, who's kind of the industry insider, he said flat out, the company can almost run itself the way it's set up. But having Vince McMahon as the figurehead is definitely going to be a perceptive loss in some ways, but I think the company itself is going to be just fine.
Mike, Deb, did you want to jump in?
No, okay. Go ahead.
Mike, this is quite the downfall. Now, I think that there are people inside the wrestling industry who would jump right up and say, this is of no surprise to anybody, and that Vince McMahon has quite likely engaged in creepy behavior through the decades, and for a long time, he held all power in that company. But he is the name, and one could argue, although he's had some tremendous wrestlers through the decades, the face of that company. To have it end this way, perhaps it's deserved, but it still is quite shocking.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody saw this coming as far as an announcement from Vince McMahon saying he would retire. There was a long-standing joke within the business that he would die at the TV production truck. You know, he was in the middle of the show, and that would be how it would go. For him to willfully give up control of the company from even a creative standpoint, as this was going on over the last month and change, where the allegations have come to light, you know, he took himself out of the office role. He stepped down as CEO, but he had his daughter Stephanie step into that role. And he still stayed on creative. So he was still backstage with all those talents. He's still approving storylines, shows, everything like that. So for him to actually let go and walk away is something that nobody has seen coming. And I think it does add some more gravitas to the seriousness and the likelihood that there's a lot going on here. And it's funny because you guys were talking about the money figures. The amount of money that may have come out of his personal account to cover a lot of these allegations or to get these NDAs signed is astronomical compared to the amount of money that may have been company appropriated funds, but he still used company appropriated funds. And it doesn't matter if you're using $100,000 or $100 million, it's still company money. And that's where these allegations all started from. And that's where it's starting to balloon up out of control.
We're talking with Mike McGuire, who's host of Sunday night's main event on TSN Radio, about the news this afternoon that chairman of the WWE, Vince McMahon, has announced his decision to retire. You talk about the shock of him actually really stepping back as opposed to what he's done in the last number of weeks since allegations surfaced and has sort of half been there. Do you actually think that is going to be the case? Keeping in mind, as I said, he is still the major shareholder. His daughter is going to be co-CEO. Like, do you really think that he will wash his hands of WWE, or will we see him pop up?
Oh, I think he has to. I think he's got to completely walk away at this point. If not for the good of the company, then for the good of himself. I'm not a legal expert in the Wall Street dealings, but I'm sure there's a potential for some sort of white-collar crimes here that have been committed that could end up with him facing severe criminal penalties. I don't know for sure. But to give you some context of the way we've watched Vince McMahon behave through the years, and even just in this last month and a half, when the first allegations came out and it was announced that he was being investigated by the board of directors of his own company, he used it as a ratings opportunity by announcing he was going to be on TV that night. And so he goes on TV, he struts out, he says nothing other than some gibberish that had nothing to do with anything, but everybody wanted to see what he was going to say. The second time around, because there were the follow-up allegations that came out about 2 weeks ago now, nothing. Didn't go on TV. Didn't say a word. There was no official statement. So it's definitely a where there's smoke, there's fire sort of thing. I don't know how he can possibly stay involved. He might have somebody's ear, but even then, he won't be the one signing the contracts and the paperwork at the end. So I don't know what it's really going to be like now that he says he's leaving.
Mike, as you alluded to, this is now a conglomerate, and it's got international appeal. It has held shows in Saudi Arabia, for example. It has got an extremely lucrative television contract with Fox for its Friday night SmackDown program. Where does this go? Eventually, is this company going to be sold to Fox, to Disney, something else?
The rumor for the longest time, and again, this is just rumor and speculation, but they've gone through a mass amount of budget cuts. They've cut literally over 200 people in the last 2 years from their roster, from their office. They've downsized beyond belief while recording the biggest profits in company and industry history. And that only lines up for a sale. You've seen it in every industry where they tighten the budget, get everything down so that it looks appealing to people. What happens next? Who buys it? Yeah, it could be Fox. There was talks it could be Disney Plus or a Netflix or something like that that gets involved as well. But there's no doubt in a lot of people's mind that WWE is definitely for sale now, but the guy still holding the majority of those shares is the guy that is retiring. So hard to say.
Although that would make some sense and perhaps be one of the main reasons behind his retirement. Mike McGuire, host of Sunday night's main event on TSN Radio, we thank you for your time on this wrestling news Friday afternoon.
Thank you very much, folks.
So 40 years at the head of that company, Deb, private and then public. But Vincent Kennedy McMahon took it over for his father, Vincent J. McMahon, in the early 1980s, took it global. It's an ugly downfall, especially with what's gone on. But he has been at the helm of that for 40 years of his life.
You know a lot about wrestling, Scott.
Yeah, I could probably hang out with your husband, and you could leave, wander into a separate
room. I'll head
room.
Out. You two can spend Friday night together.
We'll talk about our all-time favorite matches. Whatever. We won't get into the business of it.